I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The new 2018 Farm Bill is still in the works, but one thing is emerging. Young farmers are an optimistic bunch. According to the recently released 2017 National Young Farmer Survey, America's new generation of young farmers expect to overcome some major barriers. Lindsay Lusher-Shute, executive director of the National Young Farmers Coalition, testified earlier this year before the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry.
Young farmers and ranchers struggle with finding farmland, managing student debt, affording health care, as well as deep biases that disadvantage women and people of color who are farming. Land access is dire. Over the past 15 years, farmland real estate prices have gone up by 150%.
Lusher-Shute advised the committee that serving young farmers will require new ways of doing things.
FSA's microloans are essential. FSA's New Beginning Farmer Coordinators, its cooperative agreements with organizations like ours, are bringing these programs to more farmers. We urge FSA and USDA to finally modernize its services and put them online. To address farmland prices, we need to adjust the direct farm ownership loan limit up and pre-approve farmers for loans so they can actually compete on the real estate market with an FSA loan.
She added farm safety net programs are critical and new programs like whole farm revenue protection should be fully supported. The survey collected data from more than 3,500 current, former, and aspiring farmers under 40. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.